We're outside the Bristol Evening Post building, and there's a fair amount of people here picketing. Could you give us a rough idea of why you're here?
Well, we're here from the NUJ to explain to the public about why it's such a bad thing that Northcliffe newspapers are doing what they're doing. Basically, the Bristol Evening Post and the Western Daily Press in this building and venue are all owned by Northcliffe newspapers, who are a regional publisher, I think the biggest in the UK. And they own more than 100 titles nationally. And Northcliffe made £100 million profit last year for their shareholders. But it's not enough. They want to make £25 million more profit. And this initiative is called Aim Higher. And what this means in terms of local, proper, community, regional newspaper publishing is that the kind of cuts that are going to be made are going to stop good journalism from getting out on the streets, good responsive journalism.
Your average kind of reader of a local newspaper, how would they notice these cuts?
Well, what's going to happen is that fewer people are going to be doing more work. So, obviously, the difficult stories or the stories that are a bit more expensive are just going to be taken from press agencies. So, in a way, it's going to be anodyne. It won't be responsive to actually what's going on the ground in the region. That's what happens when you cut journalists.
So it's not that they're making cuts because they're in financial trouble. They're just making cuts to make more money.
They're making cuts because they need more profit.
How would you categorise the treatment of freelance workers by...
freelance workers at Northcliffe, you're kidding. Well, I do know somebody, for example, at the Bristol Evening Post here who's been working as a freelance journalist. She's been producing 1,000 words a week. In a specialist column, and the commissioning editor said to her he couldn't pay her anything at all. So this woman's been working for 12 months producing weekly columns and she hasn't received a penny.
They printed them all.
Oh yeah, they printed
so
them all.
So they've had the value of it.
Yeah, they've had the value of it. Absolutely, they don't pay for it. They told her there was no budget. Right across the so-called educated industries, you're getting people who are disempowered. The freelance is the flip side of the coin. Because staff wages and staff budgets, editorial budgets, can be kept artificially depressed by exploiting people who want to get into journalism, who are good writers, who don't have training, who just come in and who accept what they're given, even if it's nothing at all, just to get their name in print. And this is the problem we get in regional papers. So the union is trying to organise these people and let them know that they can actually ask for things. You know, it's Oliver, please can I have some more? Or even anything at all, you know, because the bowl is empty right now. But the newspapers know what they're doing. If they're not unionised and they don't have support and they don't have networks and they don't have training, they can be taken to the cleaners every time, and they are. So I'm a journalist, I'm a freelance journalist, and I really love working for the regional press because I love local readers reading what I write. I know what they think. And I want to let them know what I think. And there's a dialogue, and we get readers' letters, and we get people writing in. And it's about local democracy, really. That's what local newspapers are for.
So what can people do to help your cause?
What can people do to help? The main thing to do is to write to Northcliffe and just say to them, stop these cuts, because we care about newspapers. Now, I know this can have an effect, because 10 years ago, there's somebody who was a very disreputable newspaper owner who was trying to buy the Bristol Evening Post. And a few of us got together and wrote to the Monopolies and Mergers Commission. This was before any of us were unionised, just as mums, actually. And I can remember writing a journalist-type letter saying, what are decent people going to do for a local paper? And that letter was read out at the hearing, and the guy didn't get the permission to go ahead. So the public are the sleeping giant. You know, everyone's frightened. All these people who own these papers are frightened of losing their market. And if the public rise up and say, we really care, stop it, then they'll stop it.
Thank you.